us right now, author of the book Taking Steps to Draw Closer to God, as we come up on a very holy weekend for a couple of faiths here, for Catholics with the Easter and for the Jewish faith with Passover. Author Millie J. joins us. Millie, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Millie.
So you're the author of Taking Steps to Draw Closer to God. You've been a prayer counselor for nearly a decade, it says here, helping people spiritually reconnect. What does that mean? How do you do that?
Well, first we're going to learn to, you have to have a desire to draw closer to God. So once you have that desire, then we work on steps on how to draw closer to God. It's just about identifying your desires and how you're going to go about making it happen.
You know, there's a question here on some of the material that I've always wondered, and you probably have encountered this. You see people of faith, particularly Christians, right, who will go to church on Christmas, and they'll go on Easter, and they'll go a couple of other days of the year, but they won't go on a regular basis. What do you make of that?
Well, for them, this is why they actually accuse many of them at clean church.
Yeah.
So my thing is, if you're committed to God and church attendance is important to you, then you will make it important and attend church regardless of the holidays, if it's important to you. However, some people might feel like they like the entertainment part of church and don't want to deal with the teaching part.
The entertainment, they like.
The entertainment, yes. That's, you know something? That's the first time that I've heard it like that.
Well, that's pretty cool.
But you're very, very, you're cool. You're cool.
Now, that's interesting. So what you're saying is they enjoy the communal, the getting together and everything, but when it comes down to actually following the teachings, that might be a different story.
Right.
Now, it says here, Millie, you have also served in the criminal justice field and forensic psychology. How does that help with what you're doing now?
Well, the criminal part does not help. But the forensic psychology, you know, psychology is, you know, studying the mind. Mm-hmm. So it helps in a way of identifying what people are going through. Mm-hmm. I know in psychology they'll label you with anything, but you can take just a little bit of that and kind of learn somebody might be going through something. How do we address that while, you know, something, whatever challenge they have in their mind?
Yeah.
How do we help them spiritually?
What can you do? What can you do? What things can you do to build an even stronger connection?
Well, I talk about that in my book. Make a commitment. You have to make a commitment to God. Just like you are committed in a marriage, you have to start seeing God that way. Like, I'm married to Him, and there are things I wouldn't or shouldn't do in a marriage. I wouldn't do it with God either. And I know it's hard for people because He's not physically here with us, but we have to get into that mindset so you can actually establish a relationship with Him. I talk about trusting Him no matter what is going on. You have to trust that He's able and He will help you, even when it's a difficult situation. I know people, when it comes to their children, things, bad things happening to them, they wonder, where is God in all this? But I ask them to continue to trust God through the bad, through the good, in order to establish that relationship, because He will give you that peace, and that peace that passes understanding.
Millie, one thing I'd like to ask you, when you're thinking of God, and we all do from time to time, but many do not like to admit that they do. Mm. But when you're thinking and, you know, in your own way are communicating with Him, you could be driving a car, you could be doing anything, and it does work. It does work.
Mm-hmm.
Are there people that really are committed that way to God?
Yeah. And, you know, the issue was, some people make, like, if you don't go to church, then you don't have a relationship with God, which is untrue, because Adam had a relationship with God without a church. But people forget that part. So I can be anywhere and still have that relationship with God, still have that connection. And that's what's important, is connecting to him spiritually, because he's a spirit being.
Do you ever, Millie, have people, or do you ever rather encounter atheists? Do you ever talk to an atheist or encounter an atheist who says, listen, all this religion, this is garbage. You're pushing snake oil. Did you ever have people like that?
Yes. I actually know two, and I'll tell you about one of them who started that way, and I never preached to him. I never said anything. He does know about my background.
Yeah.
And one day, he's wearing I Love God t-shirts. And I was like, oh, what happened here? But I have another one I know, and he's like, he does not want to hear it. And
yeah,
just like you said, like, this is not you. This is my imagination. And I'm like, you know what? Your relationship with God is different.
Mm-hmm.
So some people, it might take them longer to get to understand that God is in their life. And I always ask people, well, how do you get up in the morning? Aside from your alarm clock, you have no idea when you go to bed if you're going to wake up. Who's waking you up?
Yeah.
You're not waking up yourself.
Absolutely. The name of the book is Taking Steps to Draw Closer to God. The author, Millie J., prayer counselor, background in psychology, and a very, very fascinating lady. Millie, thank you. We appreciate the time.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. Have a wonderful weekend.
Let me say this to you. You are very, very interesting. I've never met you, but I'll tell you something right now. I think he likes you.
Thanks, Millie. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Thanks. Have a great day.